They are literally under your nose. Who? Your best servers, the people who are brilliant at greeting, who always grow a healthy small group, who are absolutely excellent with children or next generation young people. They're brilliant on the music team. They're awesome at doing sound. These are your best servers. These are the people who are carrying the burden of your church. I'm going to show you in this session, in this episode, how to leverage those people in a healthy and in a way that will build your leadership pipeline. Hi, John Finkelde here from Grow a Healthy Church. Welcome to the Build a Leadership Pipeline series. In this episode, I'm going to show you why you should leverage your best servers and how you can maximize their skills, their knowledge, their abilities for your leadership pipeline. I'm going to give you a four-step method. Yes, I do like steps. I do like processes and systems. I'm going to give you a four-step method of how you can leverage those people that are right under your nose. They're right there in front of you who have brilliant expertise that you can leverage. And then I'm also going to give you a simple challenge at the end of this episode. Not a hard one, just a simple one to get you rolling. There are people in your church who are just brilliant at doing things. And I think they have knowledge and expertise in areas that you probably, as a church leader, as a pastor, you're probably not as skillful in them as they are. I mean, I was talking recently to a person who used to be in our church many years ago, had moved on. I was visiting a church and they were there. They're nearly 90 now. But they were one of the best greeters we've had in the history of our church. They were skillful in connecting with people. They were so warm and hospitable. It's those sort of people that you can leverage their skills to build your leadership pipeline. So let me give you my four-step method to release these people, take a bit of a load of the training off your back, also for you, Pastor, but also to empower people in a fresh way that, again, is going to make your leadership pipeline healthy. Right, grab that best server, whatever area it is in, and sit down and do a Q&A session with them. Now, you'll need to prepare the Q&A session, what you want to ask them, how you can get into their heart and their head to access the knowledge and the wisdom they've got. Now, some people are very good at doing things, but not very good at giving away those skills. They're not quite sure how to articulate them. So I think the best method that you can use to get into that knowledge, to access that wisdom, is a Q&A with them. Now, some of them might be great writers or great on video or recording material. If they are, brilliant, you've hit the jackpot. But most people who are good at something are not always great at passing that on. So I find a Q&A session with that person is, what makes you smile when you're greeting someone? Even questions as silly, as kind of basic as that. Why do you find approaching strangers easy? Those sort of questions that bring out knowledge and wisdom with that person. Once you've collated all that data, and you may want to record it, you may want to put it on audio, get it transcribed. Hey, thank you, AI. You can get it all kind of packaged together. Then I think your next step is to kind of put the document together, document the material. And I think you can get yourself to do that, transcribing it through using AI. Microsoft Word will transcribe an audio file these days. So easy to get things transcribed. The person that you're talking to might say, I've been inspired by this session. Give me the transcript and I'll do some kind of work on it and really work it out and kind of get it more formatted a bit nicer. Or you may want to give it to someone in your church who's a really good writer, someone who can organize content and create it and turn it into a nice document. Then I think step three is use that document to develop and produce a simple step-by-step training documentation. So you want some SOPs, standard operating procedures, step one, step two, step three. You might want to do a little bit of a screenshot if it's related to anything that's on a computer at all, but you want someone to take the basic document with the good content that's been edited, sorted through, sifted out. You want them to turn it into a nice document, bit of Canva magic in there, bit of graphic design, bit of colors, turn it into a document that when someone who's been trained is reading it goes, wow, this is really interesting. It's not 10 pages of dense paragraphs of words only. No one's going to read a training document like that. But a presentation, it might be on PowerPoint slides. I mean, the amazing things you can do on Canva these days. You can make a presentation out of that material that has come from one of your best servers, and it will be gold. It'll be relevant. It'll be useful for training other people. Now, step four is this for the second mile people. There's no traffic jam on the second mile, as my good friend Phil Pringle likes to say. It's a bit lonely out on the second mile, but you can go the second mile, and you know what you can do? You can actually produce a little podcast. You can do a little podcast. You can record on audio step-by-step instructions that go with the written Canva, beautifully graphically designed material. Now, Pastor, you might be thinking, who's going to do all this work? Well, I think do what you can. Produce a document at a level that if it's just written, throw a few graphics in it from Canva. Just put a few pictures in it. Just highlight the headings. Break up the document so it's not dense paragraphs. Break it up with lots of white space, like you see on really good websites where people break it up with graphics, with interesting little sidebars, with nice little white space. Don't have to do an awful lot to the document. And you can stop at step three. That's fine. But if you've got someone in your church who can kind of do the podcast thing, put together a little audio podcast. It could just be five-minute sessions on how to be a greeter in your church. Imagine if you gave that to all your greeters on top of you, your show, I show, you tell methodology of training. You say, hey, we've got a podcast for you to take home that'll reinforce the train. Watch that. And then also out on the second mile, this is like the front end of the second mile, do it on video. Do a bit of video training. Put a little video documentation out there. You keep it private on Vimeo. You can have private videos on YouTube. You can put it on your website, whatever. You can lock it away for leaders only, however you want to utilize that sort of area. But you can put it on video, and then people not only hear the training to be a greeter, they actually watch your best greeter in action. Now, not every church is going to be able to do the audio podcast and the video. I understand that. Do what you can. I don't want you overloaded with things thinking, oh, how am I going to do this? But I know there are pastors and church leaders of larger churches, medium-sized churches who think, you know what? We can do this. We can make this happen. Because you just may have someone in your church who loves doing little videos on their phone. That's all you need. You don't need a 4K camera. You don't need a huge microphone. You just need simple material that will work. Leverage your best servers. Now, simple question I've got for you at the end. Who are your best servers? I want you to think it through right now. Who's your best greeter? Who's your best small group leader? Who's your best worship leader? Who's your best children's worker? And I don't mean best in attitude. I mean best in skills. But you may have some servers who are not the highest competency in skills, but have unbelievably brilliant attitudes. They'd be the people I would get material from of how to have a great attitude when you're serving. Okay, there you go. Think about it. Who are your best servers? God bless you.